We are continuing our Shu'ur on Binyan Ariel. We're in Daf Samech Vav, page 66. So we're just going to finish off the piece over here, a few more lines. V'hari sheshlav ache shlav yatsu lif'ol kochot hanaga shel borei yitbarach shemo. So the way created the world is that slowly but surely he developed like sort of rolling down the red carpet, more and more of the red carpet is becoming revealed. Everything was covered over, and then slowly it becomes more revealed. According to the needs of the tachtonim, shehem prate hanagot rabim v'atzumim kifi prate sugi ma'aseim b'digdug. According to the many, multiple, infinite amount of details, v'kol elu abchinot. הנעלות והניץ גבוד נרמז בתורת בתורה בעין הנצון של יעקב אבין. And all this is מרומז in the pasuk in the Torah that says in Bereshit דף פרק למד א' פסוק י' ב' וראה כל העתודים העולים על הצון עקודים ניקודים ברודים. So that's what Yaakov Zavinu was his strategy in order to take the sheep away from Laban, was in order to make them into different colors, black and white, in different shapes, akudim, nikudim, burudim, in order to differentiate the sheep of Laban and the sheep of Yaakov. By doing that, he was also working in the spiritual world, creating and rectifying the spiritual worlds called the world of akudim, world of nikudim, and world of burudim. Okay, so now on page Samech Zayin. On the page Samech Zayin, we're in Ot Chavav. Ot Bechinas Shiyesh Nam Ba'olam Akud. By the way, anybody wants to see more about this inin of the Akudim, Nikudim, Brudim, should look into the Otzot Chaim, and in Shah Nikudim, he speaks about more at length, and all the inyan of Lavan, how Lavan was Meluban. And he was the Lavan, he was the whiteness, he was the Keneged Atik, which is one of the highest Patsufim we have. And Yaakov is a much lower Patsuf called Atzilus. And the Leshem asked the question over there, is how can it be that Lavan Arasha, Amarusha, is on a higher level than Yaakov? And not only is he on a higher level, he is on the highest level that possibly can be. And Yaakov, which is the Tzadik Gadol, was on a much lower level. What's going on? How can we understand such a fact? So he goes into it and explains more at length over there in Shanikudim. Okay, let's continue over here. When in Ot Chavav on page Samech Zayim. הנה, כל מה שביארנו כאן באופן עשיית הכלים בעולם הקודים, כתבתי בכללות מאוד. Everything that we've written so far is very in general, אבל יש בהם עוד הרבה ידיעות פרטיות, פרטי פרטיות, מבואר איך יצאו האורות בלתי שלמים בתחילה, ואיך ירדו למטה כל אחד עד מקום השפשטותו ושוב חזר ועלו. So what happened was, is that, again, we're explaining only in general, it's only a kitzur, but more details, what happens is that the orot came from the pear, and there's two types of orot. There was the or which is called the or dak, and the or which is called or gas, a thin and a thin light, and a thicker light, if we can use those words. Again, very, very poor words to explain the translation over here, but that's the best we can do in English. Or we can translate it maybe a more intense light, more less intense, whatever you want to understand. But there was two levels of light that came out. The less intense light stayed outside. The more megushim dikolayt gas, which is this is the loshon arhiza gas, or gas stayed outside, and the or dak retrieved itself back inside the feder ak. And by doing that, it created what we call the first indication of what we call the keli, which was in the chutz, which was outside of Ak. That was the first time we saw Kev. So again, these details, there are many more details in the Olamot of Akudim, but we're just presenting over here a kitzur. Omachma seide hispashtut histalkut nasu v'em kama prati b'chinot shem o yosher shu o hispashtut me'ila le'ila le'tata or Chosnika, or Choso, or Achoraim, and the other details called the Or Yosher, and there's something called the Or Chose. Excuse me. Shuo is pashtu de lematbet adiyat orot vechazratam eshol. That's the oy stalkus that goes back into the pair. Vechein is or gam nishalimat. There's also an or which stays lower down. Ulbesof nasim imene ikar kli, which we call the radio. That's or gas. Vegan nishalimat reshimo shel or hazach. And there's a bit of light that stayed from the original light, which retrieved itself and went back. That's the or dak that stayed below. That's called the or reshima. Kasher ole atzmut veikri aorot lemale lochshor sham vechen yeshem aorot nitzutzin. There's also another or explained over there. There's a fourth or called the or nitzutzim. Or nitzutzim, which comes from a batisha. It says a nofluim of batisha zahaka orot al churaim ba orot reshima. That from the or reshima, which was left from the or dak, hit into the or choze as it's returning back, and which is actually or yosher, and that created a fourth or called the or nitzutzim, which is represented by the tagim on the osir. Again, these are just rashi pchokim. I know we haven't explained them, but again, this is only a kitzur, just mentioning them in passing, just to meshachich the ozen. Just to let you know, there are a lot of details over there. V'sof, nasi kila d'olam akudin. At the end of the day, what happened after the whole process happened, then you had finally the kelim, the kelim would develop, which I call the kelim that of the olam akudin. Mikol eleh pchat abichinot kifi sibuteihem amuvurat b'drush ariza zal barucha. And all this, if somebody wants more information, go to Shah Vav Per Gimel Dalet Hey Vav Zayin on Shah Kudim over there, and you'll find more details about this. V'gam nidbaru b'durushim. Also, we explain all pratim rabim v'atzumim b'seder yiridatam v'latatam v'chilufei b'chinot peniyatam mizem mizem b'sod mot v'lo motim. Also, after that, really, be'etzem, there's a shah called in Shah Etzrayim called Moti v'lo Moti. That means that the Moti goes in, the light goes into the keli, and then pops out of the keli. That is what that shah is about, called Moti v'lo Moti. V'ispashtut, v'istalkut, it goes in, comes out. V'ein makom la'arich b'kol ze'atah. Right now, it's not the place, right, to be ma'arich, and we're not giving a pirush on the Etzrayim, but rather just an introduction to the Etzrayim. Ela lo'odia, ela matchilim b'chlalot, et ikre b'chinot, b'shlavim, b'sod, ishtalshalut, ha'olomot b'lvad. And what we're just presenting in the Sefer is just an introductory guide for the main concepts that we find, which will add to the, give an explanation to the hishtalshalut of the olamot, for the development of the worlds. Development of the world's bivat. Okay, good. With that, we're Messiah, Perek Gimel. Now we're going to start, Baruch Hashem, we're going to start now Perek Dalet. Perek Dalet, here we go. Again, we're in Daf Samach Tes, 69. Inyam Yolam Atohu, Shebehem Aya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bore Olamot, Umachiva V'sod Mitat Sheva Malachim Malchei Kedem. So the Olam HaNikudim. We're going to speak about now the Olam HaNikudim. That's the next world after the Olam of Akudim. Okay, so again, Ot Chav Zayin. Achrei Olam Akudim, Ba Olam HaNikudim. HaNikudim, not to be confused, very similar words. Akudim and Nukudim are two different. V'hu Nikra Agam Olam HaTohu. This is also called, in the Etzchaim, called the Olam HaTohu. Shebo ira mikra mitat sheva malachim. This is where the death of the Zayin malachim happened. Anikra, which is also called Zayin Shivrat Akelim. And by the way, this concept of Shivrat Akelim, which happened to the Zayin malachim in that particular case are considered to be. There's a few different lishonis found in the Arizal legabe what's called the Zayin malachim. Sometimes he's called Azun. Sometimes it's just called Zayin Malachim, or sometimes it's called the Shivrei Kelim. So all these wordings all mean the exact same thing. These are the Zayin Malachim means the seven sfirot of the Orod came out from the seven sfirot that came out from the Naim De'ag, which is from that all the way down to Malchut. Netzer Hod is considered to be one, so that makes seven. That they all are considered to be the Vak or the Zayin Malachim Shemesu or the Zatz. Now, let's continue. Like it says in the Pasuk, this remez of the Shivira Takelim, V'alav Amur Chazam Reshit Rabba Gimel Zayim שבתחילה היה הקדוש ברוך הוא בונה עולמות או מרחיבן. והדברים, הפרט, we know this famous pitgam, this famous saying that Hakadosh Baruch Hu creates worlds and destroys worlds. What is that referring to? So that's referring to this next subject that we're going to speak about. It's called the Shivrat HaKelim. By the way, Shivrat HaKelim, this parasha is probably the most important concept. Not the only concept, but this is one of the most important concepts that we have in all of Kabbalah. Someone must really, really put a lot of effort and to be coined of this inyan. It's not difficult, not at all. But a person has to really concentrate and understand this inyan very, very well, and a person will help and this will help a person get a good grip on all the concepts, because they all fall really back into this main concept called the Zayin Malachim Shemesu, or the Shivras Kelim, which is again the basis for all the avoid that we do. Believe it or not, everything that we do, all the avoid, there's any short Torah mitzvah yid, which is Shoma Torah mitzvah, which is doing Torah mitzvahs on a daily basis, that all these doing is just basically rectifying the Zayin Malachim Shemesu. That is it. That ends. And by the way, it's not only us that we're doing it. We've been doing it now for close to 6,000 years, just to rectify this breakage called the breaking of the vessels. So that this is a tremendously important, essential concept to be coined and to understand properly, and then one person can build on this. Okay, let's continue now. V'hine, kvar bi'arnu, she'shoresh kol ha'olamot hu me'arba shemot av sagma. But we know that the building blocks, as I call them, is the main four Shem Hashems, which is the Shem of the 72, Gematra 72, Gematra 63, 45, and 52. Which is, again, the Shem of Ab is spelled Yud Vav Dalet K Yud. That's the way you spell Ab. Now, Sag, you spell it the same way, except the K is not K Yud, but K Aleph. I made a mistake. The Vav, and spelling it, instead of spelling it Vav Yud Vav, it's spelled Vav Aleph Vav. That's the only chiddush between the Ab and the Sag, is the way you spell the Vav. And the Ma, as we know, is Yud Vav Dal K Aleph, Yud Vav Aleph Vav, and K Aleph, it's spelled with Aleph, it's called Alafim. And the ban is just a repetition of itself. So Yud Vav Dale K K Vav Vav K K. Okay, now these are the holy names. These are the building. These are not just holy names, but they are the building blocks and the neshama of Adam Kadmon as well. Shema Orot and neshama pinim Yud Adam Kadmon. Ki Kain Olam and Nikudim Ikre Misag Desag Deak. Now again, we can split all these bechinas weiter into various portions. So again, we learn, this is one of the first things we learned, that when you look in of this system of called Ab Sag Ma'amed, that means Ab is on top of Sag, Sag is on top of Ma'amad is on top of Ben. That's why we look at it superficially. But if you look at it more intensely, you find that Ab stems from the top of Adam Kadmon until the end of Adam Kadmon. And then you have another, you have what's called the cylinder effect. We have Sag, which is Mechase all around Ab, all the way from his Oznaim downwards. Okay? And then from the Tibur of Sag, then you have what's called the Mauben. They are cylinders around one each other. So when we say the Sag, so we're defining this, again, the Sag starts from the Oznaim of the Ab. Okay, which is called Sag the Ab. And then when you start from the Sag topwards, you have the Ab the Sag, and you have the Sag the Sag. From that book, Sag the Sag is Mitibu of Adam Kadman Ulemata. That's where the world of Atzilut is created. And that is where this Olam Anikudim, Nikudim also part of the Tanta system. The Tanta is considered to be the Ab the Sag, and the Sag the Sag is the Nukudot. So that's where the Nukudot, where we're speaking about the Nukudot, we're going to come up from the Anayim the Ak, which creates this world of Nikudim. And therefore you understand why it's called Olam Anikudim, because it comes from Sag the Sag, which are the Nikudim in the Tanta system. Vehu shekavav yanu shorot enayim odzen chotem vepe de'ak ayu ab de'sag. we know the previous worlds that we spoke about, we shouldn't forget, but the world of the Naim, Old Naim, Chotin Pir, all came from an area called the Ab, the Sag, the highest part of Sag. Vuhu Shua Tamim Dinukudo. That's the highest part. That's the when we refer back to the system of Tanta, that we know that the Ab, the Sag, is considered to be the Tanta, the Tamim of the Nukudot. Now the Sag, therefore. Again, if you write this on a piece of paper, it's very, very simple. We're just comparing two systems together. We're comparing the Asmab system, which is Absag Moben, to the system of Tanta. Tamim, Nikudot, Tagim, Otio. So we'll compare one. There's four Bechinas in the Asmab, and there's four Bechinas in the Tanta. So we're just comparing like with like. Therefore, when it comes to the Sag, that's considered the Nikudot or the Nikudot. Piyush, ki Abba Bechinot Absag Moben, makbilot le'arba b'chinos tamim nekudot tagim ma'ot. Like I just told you, the asmab is makbil, which is keneged the four b'chinos of Tanta. Da'ayinu k'shikamo she'asmab morim ala koma shlema de'eses sfirot b'kol makom. In the same way that the asmab is the center of all, the pnimiyut, and stretches from the top of Adam Kama to the bottom, with the pnimiyut, ken Tanta morim ala koma shlema de'eses sfirot. And this Tanta were used as an indication of the level of the Sefer Torah. But often she the Shem Abu Keneged Tamim, that means the Ab is Keneged Tamim, the Sag is Keneged Nekudot, and the Shem Ma is Keneged Tagim, and the Shem Ben is Keneged Otio. It comes out from this erechim that we call this a comparison between the Asmab system and the Tanta system, that the Sag is connected in the Kudot. When you look more into detail with the Sag, this Sag, therefore comes out that it's the Sag of the Sag is also called, in other words, Nikudot of Nikudot. Lachen olam ze anu lachen olam. ולכן עולם זה שאנו מברים ענייננו עתה נקרא עולם הנקודים. And that's why we call this עולם, thus the name comes from this עולם הנקודים. נקודים comes out from this system. והנה, כבר ביאנו, דשם אב דסאג מתפשט מפנימיות האג, מעיניים שבו עד ציבור. So it starts off from the עיניים, from the אב דסאג, which is the highest part. Again, some say taken from those Naim, and his shita over here of Yaakov Hillel is from the Enaim. Okay. Omna mina tibo velemata mispashet sheirit asag. From the tibo onwards is the rest of the system of sag, which is the sag de sag, ma de sag, uben de sag. Dainu sag ma uben de sag. V'gal shnei shemot ma uben, and those two bechinas as well. Shekol echad mehem kolel asmab. They're also down there as well. So in the Ma you have the Asmab, and in the Ben you also have the Asmab, all below the Tibur Da'ak. Ve'im banu lidayek, and if we come to make a deal, Olam Nikudim Nasim Isag Ma Uber Disag. So it comes out technically what we call this world of Nikudim is actually, technically it's called the Sag Ma Uben of the Sag. Omi Ab Sag Ma Uben de Ben. And also from the Ab Sag Ma Uben de Ben. okay. ולכן מצינו בכתבי רבנו אריזל זל לפעמים כותב לעולם הנקודים הוא סג וסג. Sometimes that's why this answers up this confusion. Sometimes the Arizal refers to this olam anukudim as sag desag, and sometimes he names it as a different name called the sag mauben desag. Sometimes he says, you know what, it's made out of ben. And the truth is, both of them are emet. Sag de sag hu pinimut, because the sag is found in the pinimut. And we have the chitzoniut, meaning the part which comes out from the enam is called the chitzoniut, and the pinimut stays inside. Okay, good. So let's, are we doing for time? Yeah, okay, let's continue a bit. Now, via devarim, let's explain more into depth. Okay, again, if you have a chart, if you have a chart in front of you, this makes a lot of sense. If not, it could sound a bit confusing, but again, try to list down all these bechinas together and compare one to the other, and you'll see they just fit into each other like a glove. להביע דברים כי כשהגיע, כשהגיע זמן יציאת עולם הנקודים נעשים מאורות מהטיבור דאג ולמטה. So again, if we look at the Adam Kadmon, we look from his Tibo Olimata, from the Pnimius of Ak, we find again the Sag over there. And what's going to happen initially is that the meaning the Orod which are there, the Sag the Sag is going to reverse itself, go all the way back after Ak, and then come out from his eyes. And that's what those 10 Sfirot that come out from there, and Naim Ak, that's going to be considered to be the Ora Nikudim. Why Nikudim? Because these are very small, premature Sfirot. That's what they call little dots. Nikudim means dots. That's why it's called the word Nikudim. Nikudim means tiny dots. Now, what are these tiny dots technically? Again, he's repeating himself. She'em Sagma or Ben de Sag. Ve Ab Sagma Ben de Ben. Both of these, actually. Both of these bechinas had to go and came out from the Naim Da'ak. What happened is that Olu me'al ha'tibur, they came flying from the tibur upwards inside the Pnimius of Ak. Me'al ha'parsa, and they broke through what's called the parsa, which is the dividing line between the tibur up and the tibul down. That's the pass was by the tibul, this barrier. So this light broke through this barrier, went past the tibul up and up away. Beemsa guv da'ak kol orot sheyeshnam bepnimo da'ak me'atibul shelo ulemata me'eshem or kol orot nal sag de'uben. The gam orot ma'ab de'ab uve'ab sag ma'ben de'ma'. Now, they all broke up. Everything that was at the bottom, below, everything came out. That means a leftover, an empty space over there, and called the Tani of Ak, the Shneishli Stiferet, downwards. That means the Netzach Hod Yesod of Adam Kadmon was emptied out of all lights. Now, broke through the Palsam, came above the Palsam. Now the Siba Aliyat Kol Elu An Orot Limal, the reason why they had to empty themselves out, the Nahi of Ak had to empty himself out, Hu Kedei Lorer Zivug Ab Sag De Ak Veim Ab De Sag, so Ab De Ab De Ak Im Ab Sag De Ak Shehem Bechinot Chochma Bina De Ak Kedei Sheal Yedei Zivug Yoldu Veyotzu Ruchut Et Sag Sag Ma Uben De Sag Veas Ab Sag Ma Uben the Ben. So the reason why this had to happen in such a, it looks like a very strange way, that the lower lights in Ak had to come out from his eyes, because he could have very simply made the higher Bechinas, which are connected in Naim, just go out from his eyes, but rather that didn't happen. What actually came out from the Naim is actually the lowest Bechina of Ak, some of the lowest Bechinas, they come all the way up past the Parsa outside his eyes. The reason for that is that what we wanted to do initially is make a Zivug Abd Ab and Abd Sag, which is the highest Bechina over there in the top of Ak, and by doing that, that generates new Shefa, new initiative, and thereby allowing this process to happen for the Yitzia of these Orot, which is just described over here, which is a Sagma Uben, the Sag, and the Ab Sagma Uben, the Ben, to go out from the Naim Da'ak. So this process had to happen. The only way you can do a Yitzia from Ak was to make cause a Zivug. And the only way you can make a Zivug if you have what's called an Aliyah's Man. Maim Nukvim, that's the Aliyah, that's the Eurus. For example, you go to your parents and you keep your mouth closed. How do your parents know what you want? Because you open your mouth, you tell them exactly what you want. That causes a awakening from the parents. Oh, I didn't know that you wanted that, I'll give you what you need. But you have to ask. You don't ask, you don't get. So this process of Aliyas Man is a process of asking, being mivakish. And there that creates a zivuk to the Abav Ima, they join together, they discuss, and then they give you what you need. And what was needed at this point in time was a yitzir of the Naim, of this, all these oil to go out from the Naim, the Adam Kadmon. Adam Kadmon. Yeah. Okay, you know what? Let's just do one more paragraph. I will stop it here. V'yedua ki la'olam en zivug ela v'it'aruta delitatem. Because we know a zivug only starts if you have the it'orirut, a waking up from the bottom. Da'ayinu she'tzricha b'chinat nukva la'alot ma'im nukvim. V'ach ga it'ar ila. And therefore, then the top wake up. Mashpia duchem, ma'im duchem. Then, conversely, the responsive action is that the ma'im duchem, the shiva comes down. Lachen eshum leida shelo orot va'olamot chadashim bli aliyat ma'im nukvim. Therefore, there's nothing new that can be come about if there's nothing from the bottom. If we don't daven, Hashem won't give. We have, in order for us to make things move, we have to daven down here. Our davening is called the aliyat zman. Kachu pnimiyot ak. This same thing is happening in the interior of ak. Shalu kol orot shayu miikara mitibur shelo lemata, everything, all the or was below his tibur. O me'al tibur v'aparsa al yedei ze shimshu amayim nukvim gomu abde ab and abde sag de ag. Therefore, there was a goma zivug between abde ab and abde sag. Mitnei she zivug nasi begvul enayim v'metzach de ag. And since the zivug, where's the abde ab? It's by the metzach. And the sag the ab is also very close to there, and therefore that's why the enayim came out. That's why they all came out from the enayim, because it was really, really, really close to this mokum of zivu. Shari ab the ab u bekakavta ve'ab the sag matchil ve'enayim. Lachen noldu yotu asab asag ma'uben the sag ve'asmab the ben derech enayim, because the enayim is really, really close to the mokum of zivu between the ab the ab and the ab the sag. Even though these are not the actual orot which belong in the enayim, which are the beginnings of abde abdesag, these are still considered to be the lights of the eyes coming out, even though they're not the actual lights that belong to the eyes, because of the abde ab. Rather, we bring up a much, much lower bechina, which is called the ben bechina. Nevertheless, it's still considered to be the enayim, or enayim, because they come out from the enayim. Okay, so we'll stop it here for now. The Hashem will continue next time we meet.